To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Hump Day, news listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. And just like that, it is June. Yes, the 1st of June, 2022. We've got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, Android users, using that Amazon Kindle app on there, might have noticed a little something here lately. Trying to buy something or rent something, say an ebook, or even trying to subscribe to the company's Kindle Unlimited service. Hey, you can't do it anymore. Now, some customers, not all, might have gotten an email regarding this. Amazon did send one out, but apparently not everybody got the message. Maybe it's in your spam folder. Anyways, that message being that this option will no longer be available. Well, it has to do with Amazon and compliance with policies from Google, and those policies being requiring all developers to process payments involving digital goods and services through the Play Store billing system. Now, yes, Amazon was among the chosen few developers out there that Google actually allowed to use third-party alternatives to collect in-app payments. But the love ain't there no more. In fact, it ain't just Kindle. It's done the same with a music app and also an Audible. Even though you can still purchase credits through that app, it's no longer possible to buy audiobooks directly. If the feature will ever return, well, it's still actually kind of up in the air. Google actually partnered with Spotify to test third-party billing systems. But that's unclear if it's going to be an option for other companies in the future. Heck, it may not even be an option for Spotify in the coming months. We'll wait and see. Boy, we've had a lot of leaks lately, haven't we? I mean, we've seen Pixel 7s for sale on eBay. Now we got Microsoft out in the wild. No, this one isn't tactile just yet. Now, this is just actually the laptop go-to retail listing. But with this leak, we kind of know what's going to be on board with it. It looks like the new go-to will shift from a 10th generation Intel CPU to an 11th generation. In fact, we're seeing it will have an i5-1113-5G7 and Intel Iris Xe graphics. We also should be seeing 8GB RAM on board the thing with 256 gigabytes of storage. This would be completely different from what we've been hearing before. All indications we were getting 4 gigs of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage. Now, of course, Windows 11 right on board the thing, that's a given. And it looks like you should get about 13 and a half hours of battery life. One thing that's interesting to note, pre-orders might actually be opening up tomorrow. So if you're interested in getting one, you might want to keep a lookout on the Microsoft website. Finally, hey, were you trying to get a podcast over there from Spotify earlier today? Yeah, wasn't happening, was it? Yes, many podcast listeners could not access many of their favorite shows. That means not all shows were offline, but a majority of them were. This all started actually Monday night and went right on into Tuesday. And the outage, yeah, pretty much all of Megaphone's fault. Yeah, Megaphone, they actually host a lot of shows for Spotify, which that platform is actually owned by Spotify, by the way. Funny enough, though, the reason why it went offline is Spotify completely forgot to renew Megaphone security certificate. Yep, something so simple. Brought the whole thing down. Of course, the question being, why did you let Megaphone's SSL certificate expire? And then why the hell did it take so long to get it fixed? We may never know the answers, but at least the service is back up and running as we speak, until the next one lapses. A story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the new show? Well, we could use your support. It is actually through your generosity we can keep this show going. So please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally the price of a cup of coffee per month, that's $5. You can do your part in helping keep the new show on the air. Don't forget also to check out all the other podcasts on the British Tech Network over at britishtechnetwork.com, including The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show as well. Give us a follow as well on Twitter at British Tech. Find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. And come by the Slack room and join the community. Just type it right on in at britishtech.slack.com. The new show. Yep, no Thursday edition tomorrow. Sorry, boys and girls. We will, however, though, be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Wednesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.